Well, City of Bloomington officials and staff continue to work on the comprehensive transportation plan. Planning Services Manager Beth Rosenbarger updated the Sustainability Commission on the plan's development last week. Commission Chair Gwen White asked Rosenbarger about the community's feedback to the new draft transportation plan.
What are some areas that have been problematic from a public response?
Sure. So prior to the plan commission meetings, actually like late last summer, we did a survey about each of the key recommendations in the plan. And I like 780 people took that survey. Out of the main, out of the key recommendations that are in the executive summary, say there was, it ranged, most things had lots of support, where it was either agree or strongly agree. Some were like neutral, agree, strongly agree. The biggest recommendation from that time that was not supported by people who took the survey was a recommendation to restore two-way streets to College, Walnut, 3rd, and Atwater. Then based on that input, the recommendation was changed in the plan at the plan commission level. So now it says to study those streets and to come up with plans that achieve improvements for walking, biking, transit, and driving to those streets.
Rosenbarger said community members also say they don't want the city to widen neighborhood streets.
So in the plan, we're clarifying the intent is not to widen these streets. The intent is to maintain or improve them as calm, neighborhood, pedestrian-friendly streets.
Rosenbarger said city staff are proposing amendments based on the community concerns they've heard the most. Those staff amendments are available on the city's website. The public can continue to propose amendments to the transportation plan until April 29th at noon. Rosenbarger noted any proposed amendments must be sponsored by a city council member. Rosenbarger said the best way to view the draft transportation plan and its amendments is through the city council's webpage, bloomington.in.gov/council.
Because it's at city council now, they're keeping the updated schedule. They have an amendment form available on the site, and it's just more active about what's happening with the amendment.